I stumbled upon a Medium post the other day entitled "The Top 10 Signs You're Really Cut Out to Be a Writer." It caught my eye and I thought, sure, why not? So what if I've been at this thing for 40 years or so? So what if I've written and published literally thousands of articles, essays, and reviews? So what if I've had 2 books published with a few more on the way? Isn't it time, I thought to myself, to find out if I am really cut out for this work? How can I be sure I've made the right decision? Why not read that article and find out? According to the author, the first sign that you're cut out to be a writer is that you get truly, deeply enthusiastic about writing. Well, that certainly struck a chord. I'm deeply enthusiastic about writing at least half the time. Pretty much always when I'm not actually writing, and sometimes when I actually am writing. So, score 1 for me. Number 2 is, you wake up at night with ideas, phrases, and storylines. Well, I am dedicated and devoted to a complete and uninterrupted night's sleep, so this doesn't really apply to me. Point 3 says, you keep a pad and pen by your bedside to remember all the stuff you thought of while lying awake. Not just by my bedside, I keep pads and pens strategically located next to every place in my house where I might sit down, and I carry pens and pocket notebooks with me every time I leave the house. The 4th indication that one is cut out to be a writer is that, quote, you often pause mid-sentence during a conversation to make a note. Hang on a sec. I just thought of something. Okay, I'm back. Yes, I do that sometimes. I'm sorry. Number 5 is you put your phone on mute so you can write. Well, not only my phone, but I also close all the web browsers and social media apps and email inboxes, and I even notify my most beloved ones that I'll be writing for the next 2 or 3 hours, and they shouldn't think I'm ignoring them, even though I am, when I don't reply to their text, and I'll let them know as soon as I'm done. Number 6 goes without saying, quote, you don't publish a first draft ever. Of course you don't. Writing is not vomiting. Writing is rewriting. That's often the most fun part. If you don't like to rewrite, why would you choose to be a writer? Go be a stockbroker instead. I'm not sure I even understand number 7. You don't question your initial thoughts, and you always question your final ones. Well, let me ponder that and get back to you. I'm definitely partial to number 8. You edit the piece and save all the parts you cut just in case. Well, there have been plenty of times when I've written a piece that goes on too long or veers off to become the beginning of a second or parallel piece, so why wouldn't you trim the excess and use it as raw material for another article? Number 9 is you hesitate to push the publish button and instead review your work for the 5th time. You know, I probably should do this more often, but at this point I can usually get it done by the 3rd pass rather than the 5th. This is writing, after all, not rocket science. The final test is you feel excitement and accomplishment when you finally press publish. Well, that's partially true, but for me, it's always counterbalanced by an equal amount of fear and trembling over the possibility that I've totally humiliated or embarrassed myself in print. So, in sum, I guess I am, after all, somewhat cut out to be a writer. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.